What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the podcast that is willing to be both arsonist and firefighter in order to find out what really makes a particular topic so great. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, Terry, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Now, you may or may not be aware, Andy, that little quote I threw in there at the start, it's a vague and oblique reference to the fact that we'll be covering the fifth movie in our Mission Impossible series, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, from the year 2015.
I am buzzing.
Hold up, Clem Head.
How the bloody hell are you, Terry?
I'm good. You survived the storm. We're in the middle of another one right now.
Fucking one into the next.
Yeah. What is this?
What do they have to gain from naming?
Like, why is this one different?
Yeah, just loop it all together.
Storm Isha and Storm
Jocelyn. Jocelyn for position, huh? There's a metric for how they get the names. They don't just pick them.
I don't know.
It's stupid. There's some reason for it. Because they didn't all have names when we were kids. Unless they were really
big. I just think we've had more named storms this year than ever. Like, 2023, there was like 10.
That wasn't... Well, I was going to say that for us, that wasn't a storm, but...
When? At the weekend?
Yeah, but it was for a lot of other people. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of stuff online.
It was pretty... I mean, we drove to Carlo
to
go to like a fun centre... For the kids, we're going to be stuck in the house if we don't get out.
Yeah.
So we drove there. It's like a 40-minute drive. It's on the border.
All right. How's that?
Fox's Park.
Oh. Is that a Boston twang?
I don't know. It's just the way my daughter pronounces.
Okay.
She goes into a Boston mode for some reason. Fox's Park. Hey, old man.
Fuck off.
I'm the kid who does his job. You must be the other guy.
You must be the other guy.
Can I talk to you for a minute? Yo, fuck that up.
Is that to be bad?
Yeah, of course.
Featuring one Alec Baldwin.
Hey, okay. He's cooking. So we went there, and then on the way back, it was like, well, on the way there, we were like, what was that? Like, we drove over a dead body. Like, we drove over something. It was like, boom. For the rest of the night.
It's fine, I saw him get up.
A giant, like, stick was stuck under the... Because I was like, what's that sound in the car? I'm like, it's nothing. I'm like, just...
Just keep driving.
Yeah. I knew it wasn't a person, but she was like freaking out, being like, something's under the car. I'm like, it's fine. And me just being like, don't stop. We can't stop.
Who wants to go off road? Me.
No.
Two against one.
No. So it was like a giant stick under the car. And then on the way back, there was loads of branches.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but we had everything charged just in case, because we lose power quite easily around where we are.
Oh, really? Okay.
We've lost, like, since we've moved into the house, we've lost like 4 times. There was one day, I think we'd finished up for Christmas, and it was like we'd done all our Christmas shopping, like spent far too much food, money on the food, and
course,
it was like
yeah.
came home, it was like pitch black house, like I'm done with the woods, man, I'm done with the darkness, turn on the lights, and it was like. Oh, the fucking fridges. And I was like, if this food goes, spent like ungodly amount of money for Christmas.
Hundreds of like, food.
Yeah, I'm like, just waiting. I'm just like, just put it in the freezer. Put it in the fridge anyway. It's still cold. It'll
still be a bit cold.
It's still cold, yeah.
How long was it gone for?
I think it came back on at like 10 that night. God. And then...
Really makes you realise how dependent you are.
We have like... everything is electric in our house. Ooh. We have no gas. So
yeah,
it's like...
We're the same.
Yeah, everything is electric. So it's just like... Well, we had these lights that you can plug into like a USB.
Oh yeah,
to charge these like little tap lights. So like we had them, and I was just like trying to get the kids to sleep. They're like, ooh, like where Bonnie was.
Oh yeah,
Gus had not a clue. Like,
no, great.
Yeah. But yeah, we survived.
Good.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I was up to this weekend.
Yeah, hit me.
I went to MegaCon.
Sorry, what was that?
MegaCon.
One more game.
I went to MegaCon.
Okay.
Formerly Comic Con.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was like a separate thing.
Apparently, it's the same thing.
Why do they call it Mega?
I don't know.
What is Mega?
Pretty
about
big. It? Hey, free donuts I got there. So, you know, I'm already up on the deal before I even get in there.
I just need to eat my weight in donuts and I break even.
You know what? Like, it was,
sir, please, no. They're for others.
So oh, God, it's you.
Other guests need a donut, sir.
It's like everyone else is like, no.
Jody's like, yeah. Like, what the freak?
It was nice, though. It was in the RDS, and it was. Do you know what it was? It was like, there was the majority of the people there were in costume, mm-hmm. right? And you know what? It reminded me of like when I used to hang out.
I assume
out.
You went with Joni, by the way.
Of course. Yeah, I went with Joni and Tony went with Sonny. Ah. We all went together. And it was really a present from Tony to Joni. Well, kids go in free, so, you know.
Just slip you 50 then.
But he bought my ticket, so, you know. Right. I'm up on the deal.
Yeah.
And like it was really nice. Like there's like Joni's mad into, she doesn't necessarily watch anime, but she just likes the anime mm-hmm. world and all this sort of stuff. She was so happy. She got a crochet Totoro, you know, like, or Totoro.
Oh, Totoro.
Yeah. I said Totoro, and someone here in work said Totoro, and now I don't know what it is.
Totoro.
We've always said Totoro. Yeah. I want to say Totoro.
Yeah. Class.
Yes, and so she loved that.
It's my favorite Miyazaki.
Yes, I think it's hers too. And by the way, I'm dying to see The Boy and the Heron. You haven't seen that yet?
No.
Oh, man.
Looks fucking weird.
I didn't even see it coming out. Like, yeah. It's just
apparently Robert Pattinson does the voice like of the Heron. And great. It's like mad, like a mental performance. So
fucking
I'm like,
great. I can't
love when he gets weird.
That's the only movie that I am looking forward to seeing. Like that I think like, oh, I can't wait to see that in like years. You know what I mean? Because I don't get that excited about movies. But what I liked about MegaCon was like, everyone's in costume, and like there was a big sort of like, you know, a lot of like LGBT and all that sort of stuff going on there, and it was just nice. And I was saying it to Joni, I'm like, isn't it just nice that like, because I was like, a lot of the things, you know, like that these people would like, I don't mean these people. What do you mean, you people?
These freaks.
But like, you know, I said like, not a lot of people would like the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, isn't it nice that they could just go here and like everyone, it seemed so nice and inclusive and
it's like
everyone having a great time. And I was like, that's just nice. Nice to have a couple of days where they can go, they're in like full effort gone into these costumes. And like, to be honest, like the MegaCon itself was like, it was okay. People were selling stuff. It was mostly people selling stuff. Yeah.
That's what it is.
But there was some cool stuff. So we said we'll go next year as well and sort of make a big thing of it. But like, I was glad that I went. Like, I would like to go next year. And
did you get yourself anything? Get yourself a t-shirt?
No. And I tell you, the pin selection they had there.
You and your pins.
God, I love pins.
What do you do with them?
I'm a pinman. I don't know.
You're a pinhead. How delightful.
I just like pins. Yeah. I don't know. I just like them.
Good.
But yeah, there was loads of really cool niche, like Hey Arnold pins and stuff. I know.
Now, if you had brought me back a t-shirt with Gerald on it.
Well, there's no t-shirts, but... Yeah, I wasn't going to be bringing you back, Adam. No offence, but I wasn't going to get you on.
Offence taken, my friend.
It's like 25 quid a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll get this for Terry. He'll love this.
Sorry, Joni. You'll have to wait till next year.
Dad, can I get this? I don't think so.
But Terry's really going to love this.
What do you think of this, though, huh? You think you like it? It's like, I don't care. Yeah, he'll love it.
That's nice.
But yeah, anyway, very nice. It was nice.
Yeah.
I don't have much anecdotes to say.
Okay.
Had a free donut. Parking was a fucking nightmare. Ended up back on the N11 on my way home when I was trying to find parking. I was like, how's this happened? I was like, I left Joni with Tony because I realized when I went in, I was still wearing my shades. So I was like, I gotta go back to the car and put on my regular glasses. And it's like, I parked so far away. Then I was trying to find somewhere closer. I was like, I was literally fucking, I hadn't eaten as well. Punching the steering wheel in frustration, not knowing where I am, like, fucking stupid, fucking. And then I came back, hi, how's everybody doing?
Can I have one of those donuts?
I need it. But yeah, that was me. And what's going on in your world, Terry?
Not really. Oscar noms were out today.
Ooh, any surprises?
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning got 2 Oscar noms.
Come on!
Best visual effects and best sound.
Okay.
They're never going to break the big categories, let's be honest.
No.
But first,
cowards.
First Oscar nominations of any kind for that franchise.
Really?
Which is crazy to me, I think.
It is crazy.
But they don't do, like, stunts. You know,
there's no stunt award or whatever. You know,
there should be.
Yeah,
there's
right.
Like stunt performer. There should be.
Yeah,
and just give it to Tom Cruise.
Yeah, just make something up and give it to him. Like, for God's
no,
sake.
He doesn't want that.
He wants to be there on merit.
Yeah.
What could they give Mission the Mission Impossible franchise?
I mean, they never got
makeup
score. You know, yeah, makeup. Yeah.
If they're really doing the mask thing, it'd be a shoo-in. Yeah,
so that was one. A couple of big.
Editing.
Yeah, maybe, but a big controversy, we'll say.
Please.
No nom for Margot Robbie or Greta Gerwig for Barbie.
Yeah, but like...
People thought it was going to be because it got... But Ryan Gosling got nominated for Best Supporting Actor. So like, have they not seen the movie? This is exactly what they said would happen.
But can I ask...
She's very good in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, does she deserve to be nominated for Best
Actress? It's a really tough year this year.
Yeah,
but like,
so fair enough.
Annette
like
Bening in a Netflix movie that nobody has heard of is in there. Like, Naiad, have you heard of that?
Oh, of course I haven't.
Exactly, like, you know, so it was like...
But then it should be in there on...
If it is good, I have heard nobody talk about it. That's the thing.
Right.
Like, nobody's like, Annette Bening is brilliant in this movie.
Right,
like,
and is she good in general?
She's great. You know Annette Bening.
I don't know.
No? Yeah. American Beauty. She's the wife.
Oh,
I would
yeah
sell this house today.
The one who gets fucked by the king.
You're like being fucked by the king.
Oh, her, of course.
Peter Gallagher, man. Yeah. He's so
yes,
good.
Your Majesty.
You are just delightful.
All right, okay.
So she didn't get nominated.
You know, I love Margot Robbie. And you know what? It begs the question. I seen this the other day, right? Do you think that Margot Robbie... This is just some random CD Twitter thread. It's like, do you think... Well, it wasn't that CD, but it was just, do you think Margot Robbie is the best an actress has ever looked on screen?
And
most people going with the Wolf of Wall Street stuff. But I mean, like, I can't think of another. The only other one that would rival it would be Cameron Diaz in The Mask. At the time, I remember thinking, she's beautiful.
When I was nine. Yeah, but like for me, the Cameron Diaz for me is always, it's something about Mary.
You think?
Oh, like that smile in that movie.
Oh, she's got
like
a great smile, yeah.
But
she's got the smile in The Mask.
She doesn't
even
really,
better hair.
Because she's like smoldering, like burner.
Yeah. Come up and see me sometime.
Yeah, some guy's just playing the sax, falling around. Like, we're in something about Mary. And it was around that time where I was like, oh, like dream girl. You know what I mean? Like, you're like,
but
yeah,
is this the character Mary that's also bleeding into your perception?
Maybe.
She's
but
very
like,
cool.
I think she looks amazing in
she
it.
She does look great.
Yeah, you know. That hair, it's like, that haircut shouldn't really work. Like, it shouldn't really work, but I think it does work.
Mm.
That's Cameron Diaz for me.
I'd go Margot Robbie and Wolf of Wall Street over her, if I can be
I
crass.
Don't know. I have to think. This is you kind of put me on the hot seat here.
We got time. I'll just spend a few minutes thinking about this. like, I'm trying to think.
I mean, it's an obvious, like, she looks amazing. There's somebody else. God, that has to be
Ana de Armas and something.
I mean,
Blade Runner.
Good, better in Bond. In her, in she was in Bond.
Didn't there, see it.
Yeah, don't see it. although I will say, tell me how you think. So, like, Daniel Craig has finished as Bond. All right.
Okay, great.
So, tell me how you think that movie is going to end. That last Bond movie.
He's either going to die or pass the torch to a younger Bond.
Okay, so let's say he dies.
Okay.
How does he die? And I'll give you 50 guesses and you will never get it.
How does he die?
Yeah.
He's killed in action, I assume.
Well, you've got to be a bit more specific than that, like.
Beheaded. Really go out with a bang.
Guillotine, like.
Oh, James. There's no time to lose your head, old boy. It's something like that, you know.
That would have been better, actually.
Yeah. Or it's him. You know the way the mouth starts. The brain keeps working for a few seconds. If he gets decapitated and is like, not a good time to lose my head, huh? You know. That's
somebody,
a good way to
somebody
go.
Somebody just kicks it like a soccer
ball. Oh my ball. God.
Just kicks it like a soccer ball.
Yeah. Steady on. Lands in a basket. What was it? Or what is it?
He gets blown up by nuclear missiles. Ooh. Like, literally, he's standing on top of a building and they're just like falling down looking at him. And I was like, not in a million years would I have predicted this is how they're going to have him bow. You know, might have been like a gunshot wound or stab or locked in something that sinks to the bottom of the ocean.
I think it's better to go out that way, though.
What?
The nukes. Because it's a big, like, you're he's waiting for it to come. He's just like, come on.
Yeah, but I'm like, insane. Sorry for anybody who wanted to see No Time to Die.
Ugh, spoiler alert. Yeah. But it's better than just being, like, bested in battle. You know what I mean?
Don't think so.
No, he can't be bested. He's James Bond.
Yeah, but, like, you know, that's the end of him. So, like, it should be.
What's a better franchise for you, James Bond?
Mission Impossible. Yeah. You could give me... I don't think there's many better franchises.
Mission Impossible?
Yeah. This is my franchise. This is my franchise. Okay. Yeah. As you can tell.
On that, can we get into it?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, great.
Because one more thing I want to talk.
Go on.
There was some TC news last week. We actually never brought it up. He signed a deal with Warner Brothers. He's going to be producing new original material and maybe doing some existing stuff. So they're talking Edge of Tomorrow sequel, but he has his own office on the lot. This is a big thing because he's a Paramount guy for many, many years.
Right.
And I think he's a bit cheesed off with the...
Why? Because they tried to bin theatrical releases.
Well, there's that, yeah. I think it was more to do with the Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. No part one anymore, folks.
I didn't know what you meant by that last week. But I knew because you told me it was part one and then
it's gone now.
Planning on a part two. So now it's just Dead Reckoning.
Yeah. So, but it functions like a first part, but also like it's not like a cliffhanger. It's not like Fast X where literally it just stops mid action sequence. And I was like, huh?
What?
Does it? I was like, he's in the car and it's like a big, like, again, spoilers for Fast X. But like there's some like dam explosion and it's like just like cuts to black.
And then what? I'm like,
oh, like mid action sequence is like part two is coming, maybe?
Oh, fuck us, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, right?
That's the ultimate fuck you to the audience.
I was hating the movie in it anyway, and then I was
such a sour taste.
I stayed up till 12:30 to watch this piece of shit, like
Hindsight. Yeah. You know what it's like? It's like if I could equate it to sometimes when I'm in a car and I let someone through and they don't thank me. I'm like, if I had the power of hindsight to know if they're a thanker or not.
You need that little watch to go whoosh,
yes,
and like wind it back, like,
and then I would know not to let them in because they're not going to thank you for it. Because then as soon as they come in and they don't flash me the lights, I'm like, oh, it's like, okay then.
Do it again.
So that's exactly what the ending of Fast X is like. Yeah. If I knew that going in, I never would have even sat through it.
So I'm excited because...
Just any TC news excites me.
But just like your man who runs Warner Brothers right now is this... It's Warner Brothers Discovery.
Right.
So Warner Brothers was sold to... what do you call it? A fucking... phone company. And then
excuse me?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, Warner Brothers?
AT&T bought out Warner Brothers years ago.
AT&T?
Yeah, like,
what?
Yeah, and then they were like, this doesn't work for us. This is not a profitable business like Warner Brothers. So they sold it to Discovery. So the guy who was like running,
passed around like something.
It's $2. It's crazy. It's like one of the most famous movie studios in the world. It's like, so like Discovery now owns, it's like Warner Brothers Discovery is the company. But like the guy, this guy David Zaslav, who was like running.
Sorry, what's his name?
David Zaslav.
Okay.
I'll just
let it go. Yeah. Maybe you heard of him.
Yeah. He's the most hated man in Tinseltown these days.
Really?
But it's like he was like Discovery, head of Discovery. So it's all like all reality stuff. He's the guy, like, it's not HBO Max anymore.
What is it now?
Max, the one to watch for HBO.
Fuck off.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Like, the years of, like, the branding of HBO. Like,
It's like, gone?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think it is gone, actually. I think it's like a purple thing. It's like, bling. And you're like, he changed it. Like, HBO Max was their streaming service. And now it's like, no, it's Max, the one to watch for HBO. It's cleaner.
But it's the opposite, though, surely.
Yeah.
The one to watch for. Like, yeah, still saying it. Like, Jesus
Christ. You're watching Max, the one to watch for HBO.
It's like, so HBO Max is so snappy.
He, like, fucked it. And he has, like, they made a Batwoman, a Batgirl movie. And, like, shelved that for tax purposes. So that'll never see the light of day. They wrote it off for tax purposes. They made the movie, spent $90 million making it. And, like, this guy's in charge of Warner Brothers. And everybody's like, if Tom Cruise gets in there, like, hostile takeover.
And so Cruise is in there now.
He's going to be working there, like.
So is that a bad thing, then, that Cruise is part of these fucking idiots?
No, I think he'll, like, I wouldn't be surprised if you see him, like, moving to, like, head of studio.
Oh, you think he's going to take a back office?
He got an office on the lot, like.
Right.
So,
good.
You know,
good.
This is me thinking, wishful thinking.
That he's going to save the industry.
And I think, like, Paramount is in a lot of trouble financially. There's rumors of, like, a Warner Brothers Paramount merger. So it seems like Cruise is, like, getting over to Warner Brothers before they buy Paramount to have, right, like, a piece of, like, real estate there.
Oh, right. It's essentially like...
None of this is validated or anything like that. Like,
it's like he's been banned from the store, so he goes out and buys the store.
I don't think it's quite like that, because they're still shooting Mission Impossible 8 at the moment. But, like, there's bad blood, I think, between them apart. Like, he kind of got pissed off that, like, they were saying, oh, it was a flop, you know, 7 or... Dead Reckoning didn't do as well as the other ones.
Yeah.
But, like, it made, like, 500 million.
Right.
Compared to the 700.
What are they doing?
Yeah, but it's like it cost 700 million total because they had, like, a bunch of COVID shutdowns. But he was adamant that it was like, everybody needs to stay on salary. We're not sending people home. So that's why, like, they had to, like, so it's like,
pay up.
Yeah. So it's like, so this guy, like, who loves cinema, like, is like keeping everybody on staff to make sure this is, like, a good production. And they're like, well, your movie didn't make the money, Tommy.
It's all about the dollars of these people. What about the art?
Yeah. I love movies. Got my popcorn.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's all very interesting. This is great. Tom Cruise, there's so much mileage just talking about this guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I feel like that bleeds right into...
A Rogue Nation? And then he's become his own Rogue Nation now.
Delightfully devilish, Seymour.
The IMF is uniquely trained and highly motivated. Specialist without equal, immune to any countermeasures. But it is an agency of chaos.
The time has come to dissolve the IMF.
Now I want you to choose your next words very carefully. Where is Hunt?
Last I heard, he was tracking the syndicate.
How come the CIA has never discovered any intel regarding this syndicate?
Do you want the polite answer or the truth?
Oh, hey, boys, what did I miss? Ethan?
Benji! Open the door! Open the door!
Yeah, I'm trying.
Oh, my God!
That was a trailer for 2015's Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, directed by Christopher McQuarrie. Andy, care to take a stab at the budget?
covering your page. Yeah. I would say, could you tell me what it was for Ghost Protocol?
145.
Okay, I will say this is 170.
150.
You don't have to say it like that.
Yeah, I do. Box office opening.
42.
55. Domestic total.
300 million.
Domestic.
100 million.
195.
Oh, I should have stuck with it.
No, you should.
Well, I was wrong anyway. 195, okay. But that's not miles away. You're like, domestic. Like,
300 million domestic is huge numbers.
I'm only a third over. You know?
Anyway, okay.
Whatever.
Worldwide?
500 million.
682.
Ooh.
Makes its money around the world. Rotten Tomatoes?
Audience score.
Critics.
Critics score 70.
94. Audience score?
82.
87.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
One from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, that's fine. But yeah. You know what? I'm not like...
You weren't good this time. Like,
it's hard to tell with these. You got COVID. You've got like
not this. It's 2015.
I don't know. It's just all blending in.
Care for some interesting facts?
I would love some interesting facts, please.
Okay. Tom Cruise stated that it was his intention to do the stunt hanging out of the Airbus in a way to top himself after the Burj Khalifa.
Beg your pardon?
In Ghost Protocol.
Oh, okay.
Major concerns for his safety were raised when he suggested this. However, he was able to convince the studio to let it go ahead, even though he would be suspended over 5,000 feet in the air.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you ever heard that Matt Damon anecdote where he's like, oh, I got to meet Tom Cruise when he was on set, and he said the stunt guy or the safety guy's like, no, we can't do that.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And then he's like, so I fired that guy. I got another safety. He's like, how'd you get around? He's like, I got another safety guy. He just keeps going to these people until they're like, yeah, that's okay. Like,
Great. Plus, he's got Macquarie backing him.
Well, Macquarie, he said it was he was quite concerned for his safety, but
he
like,
told him to shut the fuck up. And basically, Cruise like, do what I say.
I'm a trained pilot. I can do this stuff. Whatever.
Is that like part? Part of the Scientology booklet.
I don't know.
You get to like, be a pilot.
Yeah, it's just what he wants to do. Like, as part of the safety precautions, he had to wear special glass contact lenses because the safety team were worried that if a piece of debris was to hit him in the eye, it would go straight through his socket and out the back of his skull.
Jesus.
Imagine that. Like,
is he, what? Tom?
He's gone limp. Oh, God. They did it 8 times.
They're shutting down production.
They shot that sequence 8 times.
Wow, he's a real thrill seeker, isn't he?
Yeah, this is like, so like from 2012 or 2011, where the Ghost Protocol.
This is like part of his thing.
He's like, I'm an asexual psychopath, and I will do whatever I can.
Why asexual?
Because he's kind of asexual. Like,
he's sexual.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Tom Cruise.
No. He aesthetically would look it, but it's like. Mm. When was the last time you saw him kiss somebody on screen?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, 20, like in Ghost Protocol, he kisses that woman for like a second because he's like, I'm playing a hunch. But you know.
Yeah, true.
Even in this
movie. Hey, what happened to his wife, by the way?
She was in Ghost Protocol at the end.
Was she? Because I missed three, so.
Yeah, so his wife, remember at the end of Ghost Protocol where he's like, he's keeping an eye on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's there. He's keeping his distance. Okay. She's alive.
Why isn't he with her?
Because he couldn't keep with her because she'd be in danger from his reckless ways. He couldn't be a house cat, you know?
Okay. He's an alley cat.
Yeah. Thomas O'Malley. O'Malley the alley cat.
Please continue.
Okay.
Stop singing. Continue with the buff.
Oh, sorry. Okay. The production of the film went much smoother after the success of Ghost Protocol. Paramount announced Macquarie as the director of the fifth installment in August 2013 with an original release date of December 2015. However, the release was moved up to July because they were so confident in the finished product.
Prime time.
And producing partner J.J. Abrams had told them to get out of the way. I got a little movie called Star Wars: The Force Awakens coming in December.
Okay,
the first movie, they're like, okay, better get out of that. That still is the highest grossing domestic movie of all time in the States.
Force Awakens?
Yeah.
What does that get?
Like 900 million domestic. Wow. Like something fucking mental.
Isn't it mad? Like, I mean, no offense to Star Wars fans, but like, they will flock to it if you make it. Like, they'll talk about how shit it is afterwards.
Particularly that one, though.
First was that
one,
good?
First one, it was pretty good. First one in 10 years. Harrison Ford is back.
J.J. Abrams is usually... But he kind of knows
like, that. I remember when the trailer came out for that. Like, we were going to Paul Egan's stag. I was going down in the car, and it was like, the lads in the car were like, oh, I can't wait. Did you see the trailer? And I was like, no, I didn't really watch it. And they're like, I can't wait. This is... And I'm like, oh, Star Wars is never really my thing. They're like, oh, like, Harrison Ford and Chewbacca are back and all that. Right. Like, fevered excitement. Like, for people that, like,
wouldn't have expected
I don't
that.
Really talk to him about movies, and they were like saying this, and I was like, wow, okay. But like, and then multiply that by 100 for the States, like, you know,
yeah,
the
yeah, wow.
The fandom menace, as they call it. Oh, I can't take credit for that.
Very good.
Macquarie had directed TC in Jack Reacher in 2012 and wrote Edge of Tomorrow in between the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah.
He cites Tom Cruise as getting him out of director jail after his only previous film, The Way of the Gun, in the year 2000, had been a critical disaster. Like, he won an Oscar for writing The Usual Suspects. And they,
Macquarie.
Like, yeah, in 95. Right. I read today, actually, I didn't realize this. He wrote most of that X-Men, the first X-Men movie.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, wanted his name taken off it because it was such a fucking shit show.
Wow.
Which a man, Bryan Singer, who is a bit of a creep. Bryan Singer.
Is that the guy who got sucked off in the middle of a party? Or
No. Okay. Oh, God. That guy. He was the head of, like, New Line. Bryan Singer.
He's fucking... They're all a bunch of lizards.
Bryan Singer, like, you would put in, like, the Kevin Spacey camp of, like, okay, you know, preying on young men in Hollywood. Right.
Say no
I
more.
Hope Kevin Spacey's not listening to this because I don't want to get sued.
Almost certainly not.
I don't know. I like to be frank and listen to anything that has my name in it. So basically, yeah, he was in director jail after that Way of the Gun in the year 2000.
Right.
And Cruise, after hooking up with him on Valkyrie, was like, okay, come help me do Ghost Protocol. And he's like, I've optioned Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
You come direct it for me. And yeah, they've just been inseparable.
So they both kind of reignited each other's career.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like,
interesting.
He won some award or accepted some, like, Critics' Choice Award for, like, stunt work, Tom Cruise. And he's like, from me and McHugh and everybody that worked on it. It's like, it's him and McHugh.
Yeah,
and, like,
Cruise and McHugh.
Like, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it's great.
God, I fucking love Tom Cruise.
Just got to ignore all the weird personal life shit.
Just choosing to ignore that.
Yeah, absolutely. Rebecca Ferguson was cast after she was nominated for a Golden Globe for her portrayal of Queen Elizabeth Woodville in the 10-part miniseries for the BBC The White Queen.
Oh.
TC had handpicked her after seeing The White Queen and realizing her resemblance to Ingmar Bergman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bergman stars in Casablanca, and a large portion of this film is set there. She plays a character called Ilsa. Same name as Ilsa Faust. So basically, he said, she looks like nobody in Hollywood today.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, I want that. And I was looking at her, I was like, she's beautiful.
Striking.
She is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, she was.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, stunt coordinator told Simon Pegg that the Tom Cruise would be doing all the driving as they didn't have anyone as talented as him on staff to drive, like, the stunts, essentially.
So he's a better stunt driver than the stunt drivers.
Yeah. They're like, wow. So, like, that scene in Casablanca when they're driving around, it's like...
I haven't seen Casablanca, but...
No, in the movie. They're in Casablanca.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And they're like driving around, and, like, he's like, oh! Like, that's that's Tom Cruise driving the car, because they're like, nobody as good a driver as him. So, just...
He's really like a real life Ethan Hunt in that he can just do everything.
It's like they're one and the same.
Yeah.
Like. And finally... Tom Cruise, at the time, held the record for longest time holding their breath during a scene. Care to guess how long he was able to hold his breath for in this movie?
3.5 minutes? What was it?
6 minutes.
Jesus.
So, like, that scene where he's underwater, most of the environment is, like, CG, but he's holding his breath for 6 minutes.
Wow.
It was smashed, however, by Kate Winslet in Avatar The Way of Water.
Wow.
Guess how long she held her
breath. How long?
7 minutes and 15 seconds.
Wow.
Apparently, like, a free diver is like, yes.
You would train and all that.
Yeah, like, he trained himself. Tom Cruise trained himself for this movie to be like. Apparently, he came in, I was listening to a commentary on it. It was like, somebody had written on the wall, like, underwater. And he's like, hey, we're going underwater? And they were like, well, I don't know. I was like, we're going underwater. Great. Like, just kind of went off. Like,
just goes off into his dresser. Let me know when you're ready.
6 minutes, though, I think is...
That's insane.
That's, like, perverse.
I can do about 45.
Seconds?
Yeah. Maybe. I could probably do a minute.
I used to. I don't know if I could now.
Like. Yeah, but surely we have bigger lungs.
But also more deteriorated
shit that I've put in my body.
Exactly.
So,
like, my lungs are made of fiberglass.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Very. Oh, yeah.
Very. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh.
So, why don't you...
A prognosis?
Sock it to me, baby.
Let me tell you. This movie fucking ripped.
Yes, Andy.
I fucking loved it.
Yes.
There was loads of times where I was just either fist pumping or or laughing. Sometimes I was just funny. Laughing. But sometimes I was laughing at unintentional stuff, but like just still enjoying it.
Yeah.
And like, I actually can't remember how it ended, but I remember literally the last scene before the credits rolled. I was like, yeah.
The last scene is Jeremy Renner and Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
he's like,
welcome to the IMF, Mr. Yeah. Secretary. And
yeah.
He's like,
I tell you,
he's back.
Is he?
Baldwin is back.
Yes. Yeah. I fucking loved the addition of Alec Baldwin. For some reason, I can't get...
Jack Donaghy?
Yeah. It is. Because there was Jack Donaghy-isms.
It's Donaghy turned down by about 10 to 15%. So, like, you're... You're like, oh, he's not playing it for laughs, yeah. But he's still doing the like.
He's not totally
like substitute every time he says hunt with lemon. You know, that's his superpower. Saying a name like that, like
he was brilliant. I thought,
where is Hunt?
I thought at the first like maybe 20 minutes to half an hour, it was good. But I was like, I was thinking,
oh really?
I'm not sure. There was a moment in it where I was thinking, I'm not sure which way this is going to go. And then, like, the last hour 20, I was just like...
opens in the fucking best possible way. The fucking airplane.
Yeah.
Like...
when he just appears on the hill. Because you don't see him for a while. Like, where is Hunt?
Yeah.
And all this. And then he's just there on the hill, like...
Yeah. Open the doors or whatever. like, where is he? Where is he, man?
Where the hell have you
been? Yeah. And then... you know, when
the airplane stunt was
unreal, like,
because like I'd seen that loads in pop culture and all this sort of stuff, so I knew exactly what it was. But I was thinking when I was watching, I was like,
when you're seeing it though, like,
yeah, it was like he is hanging off that.
And apparently, it was moved. That was like originally, like, this is what you're talking about, the jigsaw at Macquarie last week. He was like, no, let's move that around to the front of the movie, actually.
Yeah.
So like, it kind of works as if like a TV cold open almost.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh,
that's exactly what it was.
Like, I can't, like, thinking about it now, I'm like, I can't imagine that being in the middle of the movie. Like, it works so much better at the start.
Because I was thinking, like, you're literally 15 seconds in and there's already tension building.
And
I'm
like, it's their big stunt as well. Like, you know,
it's like a comedian who they open with their closer. You know what I mean? To grab their attention.
I love the bit, like, when he finally gets in.
Yeah.
Because he's like, the door's open. He's like, wrong door. Apparently he couldn't see as well, like, because it was going so fast.
I'd say.
So like when he flies in and then your man, the soldier, comes out and he's like strapping himself to the parachute. He's
kind of shrugs.
He's like, he's kind of like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
As a, like, in human form.
Yeah, like, you know? Like where he steps off a cliff but he's still standing for a second and he kind of looks at the camera.
But also that, like, because it is kind of like cartoony how he like bounces around the place an awful lot, like, you know, but still also has like a wisecrack or two here. Like,
I definitely saw a lot more of what you were saying last week about him just adding little, not necessarily comedy touches, but like
it clicked,
it's funny physical comedy sometimes.
You know
sometimes.
It clicked for me this time? Who he is, like, Jackie Chan.
Yeah, kind of.
Like Jackie Chan, you know, he's like doing something that's like, like, so much of that. There's so much of that with him where he's like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
He, or like you do something, he's like, like trying to like keep it up.
Yeah.
You know, there's loads of that.
I thought he was great. I thought Simon Pegg got a real meaty role in this one. And he was brilliant. Simon Pegg was probably the best actor in this.
Save for the end.
You know, I mean, up there. But like I thought he was great with his extra... He was carrying a bit of extra...
I mean, this is the one where it's like, oh, okay, like him and Benji
and
Luther are like, you know, that's it. Instead of it being like... Because he's been so... Like every one since the first one.
Yeah.
And like, this is what Macquarie has said. He's kind of like retroed it. That was like, well, he lost his whole team in the first mission you ever meet him with.
Yeah.
And everyone else has kind of been at arm's length.
Yeah.
Even in the last one where it was like, you know, he's kind of like cold with Benji and like...
Yeah.
These two new people that he didn't really know. And then this one, it's like, oh, he's letting them in.
His team are back.
Yeah, he's letting them in. They're his friends.
He's got Renner. Who was better? I thought Renner was very much good. Better in this. Yeah. I thought Ving Rhames, is it just me or is he getting a little bit like...
too old for this shit? Like,
yeah, a little bit. Like, there was... I laughed unintentionally at a lot of Ving Rhames' lines.
The bit where...
I'm like, is he just...
They're like, you stay with her. He's like, okay. He's like, two people step in front of him. He's like, and she's just gone like, I lost her.
Yeah. Or it was like, there was a line where it was like, Renner was saying to Ethan, where he was just like, you're failing to see any other way. Yeah. And it's like, what you fail to see is that Ethan...
Sometimes Ethan sees that this is the only way.
And I'm like... There was a few times like good. That. I liked it. You know what I mean? I liked it. But there was a few times where it's just like... He's a bit more of a caricature than he was. Like, he was a real cool guy in the first few.
Yeah, he's old now. He's not as cool.
He's hamming it up a bit more now.
Yeah.
But
what do you think of Sean Harris as the bad guy?
Great.
He's really good.
That's what I was lacking in for. Yeah. Now it was a competition for who's the bad guy in this. Because it was kind of like, I was like, oh, it's him. When she first puts the phone down on his thing and it erases all, I was like, oh, is he? And I was like, oh, no, it's the other guy. Yeah. He had such a good bad guy face. It's like, and
he normally has a big beard.
Does he?
And you're like, oh, that's why he has a beard.
His face looks weird.
Like a little freak. Yeah. Like,
he looks like he has no chin.
Chinless. And just, I love how he talks. He's like, Hunt. Yeah. Ethan.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like, doesn't have to be bombastic or anything like that. Like,
wasn't trying to go toe to toe.
No.
Like with Cruz. I loved the fact that it was like straight away. And you know, like, well, first of all, the fact that it was straight away that you're like, okay, I know who the bad guy is now.
Literally, the first scene after the airplane, where he's like, he goes to the record shop.
Yeah. And that was good. And I thought, like, what's your one's name who was in it?
Rebecca Ferguson.
Yeah. I thought she was great.
She's brilliant.
She was brilliant. Very, and really good fight scenes, and just very...
Apparently she had no stunt training before this movie.
Really?
Yeah, and she learned it all, like, on set. They're like, she's, like, able to match Tom Cruise. And it's like, no, like, she's the exact opposite of him. She's, like, doesn't like to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
She's just, like, a really good actress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
she was great. I thought she was brilliant. And Alec Baldwin. Yeah. He's fucking great as well.
Another great addition, like...
Yeah.
Just as to have two antagonists, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you have the one, the actual bad guy, then you have this fucking bureaucrat
was such a great addition to not just have the bad guy.
It's like the two fronts. Like,
yeah.
And the fact
it's like, the odds are stacked against them on all sides here.
Yeah, like, exactly. You know? Like, and the fact that they are like, Ethan is gone.
Yeah.
Rogue for the whole movie, essentially.
Yeah.
It makes it so perfect because you're like, the fact that, like, Benji, when he's, like, getting interviewed or...
Yeah.
He's, like... When he says it, he's, like... He is hurt. He's, like, he's not my friend. I don't don't owe him anything. Haven't spoken to him in 6 months.
Yeah.
And, like, you're, like, oh, he does seem upset. And then, like, he goes to the opera. And he's, like, so naive that he thinks...
He's won a free trip to the opera.
And then when he starts talking to him, he gets so excited that he's in. And, like, I love the tech in this one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The little small...
circle thing to go in. That was great.
But, like, even the... He had, like, the... magazine that turned out to be a laptop.
Great
stuff. The opera scene that's the high point of the movie for me.
Oh yeah,
the opera. I fucking love that.
Do you know, I think I was thinking, now maybe I can't remember what I was doing at the time. I'm not doing anything,
picking your hoe.
Well, I remember thinking that the opera scene was a bit like,
the opera scene is the high point of the movie.
You think?
Everybody says so.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's like Hitchcock.
Maybe I should watch it back.
It's so fucking good.
I was kind of thinking, all right, enough for the opera stuff.
No, the opera stuff is because, like, because it gets into the slapstick as well, where he's like going to like fight the guy, and like Benji's like, come on, and like shoots him up. And the fucking bit where it's like he's like tussling with him, and they're both kind of like on their knees, and they both stand up, and your man is like fucking like 5 feet taller than him.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, that was good.
You had to get a nice bit of thigh from Rebecca as well.
Hello.
I'm sure that's a Paramount exec mandate at some point.
Of course,
they're like,
yeah,
look, if you're making a spy movie with a broad,
we're gonna need thigh in a slit dress.
And I love it's like the Nessam Dorma,
oh yeah,
and then that is like woven into the score. every time later on in the movie that they're together.
Notice that. So I'll tell you a scene that I liked was when Cruz is tied up.
I bet you love that, mate.
And
fucking hell, the hot dog meat skin or whatever. His body looks weird.
Do you know what? I'll say this about Cruz. Well, first of all, just this scene where he does this thing where he kicks his legs up and shimmies up the pole. I was like, fucking yes.
And he's doing it as well, like.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's him.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That looked like a fucking CGI almost. One thing that struck me though was like, this is 2015, right?
He's 53.
But like, this is the first, like, he looks, compared to the fourth one, or the one from 2011, he looks about 10 years older.
Yeah, he's got that weird skin going on.
Yeah, like, it's a little bit saggy, or, you know what, he looks just like a good 53, whereas previously in 2011, he looked like a proper young.
How old do you think Alec Baldwin is in this movie?
60?
He's 57.
Wow.
So, like, it's only 4 year difference, and the difference between the two of them.
I suppose, yeah. You know, it is a bit stark. But even Alec Baldwin looks good for his age.
He looks like somebody in their mid-50s should look.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is a freak. Like,
yeah. I mean, Tom Cruise still looks great, don't get me wrong. But this looked like older Tom Cruise.
It looks like the skin and the meat inside the skin.
Did he get work done in between or something?
I think
he might have
next one, or like, you can kind of tell that the face looks a little bit like different. Bleh. Yeah, there's, you know, yeah, it's not, you know,
just need to do it.
He kind of probably does.
You think?
I don't know. I don't know what his regimen is, but like, I mean,
his body is still great.
Probably sleeps in an oxygen chamber.
Don't get me wrong. Of course.
I think the kind of the Casablanca part is like fantastic. First of all, I unconsciously was holding my breath watching the, you know, him in the tank.
Water, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And then when
that was great.
Oh, it was unreal. But like, I hate that shit. I hate
of like being like stuck underwater and not being able to get out.
Watching a movie where it was like they're in a cave and they're like the water is up to their chin and they like have to like. And then like suck in and like swim down to get out, and I'm like, oh no, thanks. Like, I unconsciously do be holding my breath, like that, and then into the car chase, and like the fact that he dies, and then he comes back, she brings him back to life, and like he's like, we gotta catch her, and like tries jumping over the bonnet, like.
Yeah.
Fucking kill.
That was great.
Clatters over, and then like
Peg's
he's like,
why'd you do that?
He's like trying to drive. He's like, Ethan, you can't drive. He's like, you were just dead. He's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then like just gets in, like.
And I liked the fact that they're driving then, and you can just see even Cruz is trying to like do a little like shake off the deadness that he just had.
And when it's a great moment when like they're coming down, like Ilsa goes around, Renner and Brandt and Luther are in the big 4x4. And he's like, and then like Cruz stops aside and they're like,
hey.
And then like he just drives out and he's like move. He's like, you had to get the 4x4. Yeah. Like, you won. Like, you picked it. Like,
You know what? I just, when I was watching it, there were so many times in it that I was just like, fucking, come on.
Like, there's the bit, like, because they kind of forgo the mask stuff.
And you know what? I was kind of glad. They did use it, obviously, at the very end.
But they used it perfectly.
Yes.
Because you don't see it coming.
Because it was overused, I think, in... Was it two?
It's
or
three. There's a lot of masks.
Where you're
two
just like,
as well.
It's a bit
like,
of a cheat code where it's like, oh, come on.
Like in the last one, they break it every time. So there's no masks in four.
Right.
Yeah. And then like in this one, it's like Simon Pegg is like, I want to wear a mask. You know, that's his whole thing. And he was saying that in four as well. And they show him wearing the mask and getting caught.
You
know, so that was like that, you think, oh, that's the little mask thing, but then for them to like bring it back at the end with your man, like I remember the first time I watched it, I was like, what? Like when he like just shoots him, I was like, huh?
Yeah.
And I was like, of course it's Ethan. Like,
yeah, that was great.
And your man is Tom Hollander is great as the Prime Minister.
Yeah,
and he's like Attlee shot you. He's like, yes, he did.
Yeah,
that's quite right. Like, and the fact that it turns out that it's the British intelligence that had created the syndicate.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Like, I like that whole idea, to be honest, of the syndicate of like,
and it really like informs her character, like Ilse, because she's like doing this to get back in.
Yeah, like that was like, the thing that was, like, I wasn't sure, could I trust her? Could I not trust her? Like, you know what I mean? As time went on, I'm like, okay, well, now she's with Ethan. Him, but like she herself, like it was the best female character of 100%. Any of them so far, and the most fleshed out, the most three dimensional character. It wasn't a one note, oh, but we got to have a female for him to, you know, be who will they, won't they?
It's the first one that's like a co lead, in it, and it's like this kind of like I was saying, like it's an asexual romance. It's not like they're like, you know,
it wasn't simmering with sexual attention.
No, absolutely not. But it's like there's this like admiration that like, oh, you're like me. We're the same, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're both these like people that will never have normal lives.
Yeah.
Both these psychopaths. That, like,
I do always wonder, there was a scene even at the end where she's like, you know where to find me, and she drives off in the car. Or when he's driving in the car after he dies. Where I'm kind of like, would their adrenaline not, like, if I've ever had to drive after a rush of something, my foot on the clutch is like,
like they're, I can't probably stop driving it. Automatic. Sandy.
Like, of course, they're not driving stick.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, I'd be like, as I'm driving away, it's like, you know where to find me.
Yeah. Like, you know,
not so cool.
Yeah.
Can I ask, where does this movie rank in terms of the fans?
So the, like, way.
Is high, low?
High. The consensus is. Some people are like, oh, one is the best.
Yeah, and then, and I can see that, because I think one is a classic now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But then it goes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, it's like building, building, building on top of each other. If you take one out of the equation, say, from 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it goes
better. Okay.
So like a lot of people like say, like, I mean, when this came out, we were like, I remember reading, it was like, this is the rare franchise where The fifth installment is the best installment. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's
kind of the consensus of it. And I think 6, people say, is the best one, which is unheard of, really. Like, in a,
what's that one?
Fallout. It's next week. But
I can't believe I'm so excited. I'm so, you know, like previously on What's So Great About, where we've had whatever.
Paul Thomas Anderson. It's the one that didn't hit. Only one, really, that didn't hit.
Nick Cage hit.
Yeah, it did. There were some good ones.
But, like, especially, I mean, Paul Thomas Anderson, I'm like, I'm fucking hating watching it, and I have nothing to say about it other than I fucking hated it.
And yet, would you say that your favorite movie we've ever done is There Will Be Blood?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. See? Huh?
I know, but
what
I mean,
an dichotomy.
But this one is like, I'm excited to watch it. I'm enjoying watching it, and all day I'm thinking, I can't wait to talk about this movie.
There,
and
you
normally
go.
I don't even like talking about movie. Or not that we have a movie review podcast. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, I've only got a certain amount in me. Yeah. Whereas this, I'm like, oh, what about that? Oh, what about this?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're fucking yes. And all this sort of stuff. I get excited
about
these. So I am loving the franchise so far.
Should have done it sooner.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your rating going to be?
I would say my rating would be, I'd say 8.5 out of 10.
Why are you going low?
That's not low.
9.5 for me, my friend.
You're always so disappointed by my rating. And I'm thinking, no, like, that's a good high rating.
I mean, it is a good high rating. But, like, why are you holding yourself back? Like, what are you gaining from that? Like, you know what I mean?
It doesn't feel like a 9.
Doesn't feel like a 9?
Doesn't feel like a 9.
Okay.
But an 8.5 is pretty solid. Like.
Rip, roaring adventure. I don't know what else you want.
I don't know either.
It's funny.
I'll know when I see it.
Not too long.
Yeah, it was a bit long.
2:10.
Yeah.
It's a 2:10 that zips, like.
It does zip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've watched 90-minute movies that feel longer than this, you know?
Do you know, that's the secret about these ones, is that I'm never going like, oh, how long? Every other movie that we watched prior to Mission Impossible, I'm tapping the screen or I'm tapping the remote singing, how long's left? How long's left? Not even, I have never once.
Why is the best franchise,
Mission
man?
Impossible. Please keep picking movies like this.
Only so many Mission Impossible movies left.
Got a lot to live up to.
Two.
Anyway.
Okay. Ed Harris Award?
For excellence in acting. Yeah. I'll give it to my man, Simon Pegg. I thought he had a lot more to do in this. and a lot of like fighting and being captured and all this. Very good eye acting. I thought I was very impressed.
When he gets captured, we didn't really talk about the ending. When he gets captured and like is like reading the thing, I thought that was great.
Really
like,
good.
He has the bomb strapped to him, and then the fact that like Cruise, it's a, like we talked about like the movie suspending your disbelief.
Yeah.
That it's like he has memorized the whole thing.
Yeah.
For all their like bank account details. Yeah, yeah. Whether that's a bluff or not, like
you don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what I thought was a great like when. Isn't there a moment where like Peg gets the bomb off him or whatever, and he's going to meet someone?
He's going to go to Luther and Brandt.
And there's like a little look of like he stops just to give him a little look of like to say thanks, but it's like it's just a very quick, but he kind of just does it with his eyes again, where it's just like okay, I'm gonna go, but like there's like a pause for a sec as if to say like hey, thanks for saving my life there. But real subtle, I thought it was great. How about you?
I'm going to give it to Rebecca Ferguson.
Ooh.
I think she's amazing in this.
Yeah,
like it's just like a revelation of like, and like I say, she
come back?
She's back.
Oh, good.
Next two.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So she, I think she's just brilliant.
Yeah.
And she, like you say, is on par with Cruise, you know, is his match, shall we say.
Great.
The Daniel Plainview line reading.
I always struggle with this one, to be honest, because I can never think of the lines. Something Malik Baldwin said, anyway.
I've got it. Like,
what is it?
Ethan Hunt is the living manifestation of destiny.
Yeah.
It's like, what? What do you mean?
Yeah. That whole speech is great. He's probably planned this exact thing. He knows that we're talking about.
He can become anyone. And he's like, well, he's become your man. Yeah. Like,
his skills are unmatched. Yeah. And all that. Oh, it's great.
He's
great.
A living manifestation of destiny. And like, when people are like, they kind of groan, but now it's like, people are like, yeah
fuck yeah. Yeah.
Okay, why don't you tell the good people where they can find us on the internet?
You can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod and Twitter at WSGApod.
Ooh.
You can also find us on TikTok sometimes on What's So Great About Pod. And you can find us on Patreon.
Yeah, we'll find the paywall on the Patreon. If you so choose, you can follow us for the low fee of €5 a month. You get access to our back catalogue of our first WSGA miniseries. We've got What's So Great About the MCU, we've got What's So Great About 90s Action Movie, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, and What's So Great About Big Willie's Flops, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies. And then we also have a bunch of bonus episodes. We've got some album reviews, we've got some bespoke playlists that me and Andy made for each other, we've got one-offs like Perfect Day, Dream Festival. We got a bunch of top fives, you know. It's
got about 50 top fives.
Yeah.
We pitched our Terry mentioned Dream Festival, where we pitch each other what exactly does our dream lineup, the venue, what's in, what's out, what's allowed, what's not. That was great.
Datapalooza 2024.
What our perfect day would look like. We have about 3 or 4 episodes where we pitch each other original movie ideas.
Yeah.
And the other person gives it a thumbs up or thumbs down. It's a good time. It's a great time, in fact. And there's some videos up there if you want to watch us on YouTube or whatever. There's some videos up there. So
yeah, come join us.
Join us,
please. If you can't afford the €5 a month, well, you can do me something else. You can do me a good old favor by giving us a rating and a review on your podcast of choice. Now, Andy.
Yeah?
Did you know that The Syndicate had over 2.4 billion with a B in untraceable funds in an offshore account? But I don't want 2.4 billion star reviews.
That'd be
insane. It'd be mental. No, I just want an old 5-star review.
Yes.
How do I do it?
Brilliant.
Well, we're running out of steam, as you can tell.
Yeah, so let's wrap it up here.
Yeah.
And
come join us next week.
And hey, thanks for all the listens, by the way, Terry. And I think your solo pod may have bumped up the numbers a little bit, but number 43 in the TV and film charts today. So
yes.
Thank you, folks.
Back in the charts, and you're back in our hearts, folks.
We'll
see you next week for the penultimate episode in our Mission Impossible season. You know what we'll have to do then is when 8 comes out in 2025,
hell yeah,
we'll have to go see it in the cinema.
Here's
and then do an episode afterwards.
Yeah, we'll go see it. I'm going to wear mics.
Oh, no.
You know,
you think they shot this in Atlanta?
I don't know. So join us next week for Mission Impossible Fallout, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Thank you.